Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
All right.
We are recording.
Where we had last left our intrepid rogues. Not World of Warcraft rogues, but just normal rogues.
Yay!
Oh, wait, I am a rogue.
As it had been wonderfully retconned, you guys are now sitting in a meeting with the with Koo and Blood Eyes.
What?
Huh? We were blackbagged again.
You were blackbagged and brought to a meeting.
I went to bed before this happened, so...
Mm-hmm. Basically, rather than spend the... Yeah, you guys will have your rest and whatnot and everything you did, but rather than spend the time trying to play like you have some choice in coming to this meeting.
You guys are at this meeting.
You know, this Rogues Guild blackbagged me a lot.
So this is the third meeting of its kind.
Yep.
Is that jelly in your bologna sandwich?
Just smiling.
I just talked
Amanda.
About that.
She was consumed.
Yeah, they've got World of Warcraft addictions. I mean,
it's a peanut butter jelly bologna cheese sandwich with mayonnaise
and mustard.
In other words, in about 12 and a half minutes, Andre's going to die.
So, all right. They look like they're about to say something important when. Out of the corner of your guys' eyes, you see perhaps one of the meekest-looking elves, Sylvanian elves, you have seen. And I do emphasize meek-looking. For those who don't know what meek looks means, humble, scared, and looks as though they don't know what they're doing here.
This brings me flashbacks.
What?
That's it?
Little rogue. Or little elf, and then suddenly...
Little orc and Tana in the closet?
Yeah.
That story? Mm. Good times.
It's a woman. And all of the thieves are kind of sitting there like...
Looking at him.
The hell? Mm-hmm.
When are we in some sort of secure location right now?
Yeah, you're at the thief hideout. The super secret thief hideout where no one knows where it is. Hence the look of, what the fuck?
Do I have my weapons?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No, you don't have your weapons.
Oh, we did. Oh.
Don't even have a dagger?
We got black bags.
Can I have some clips?
Yes, you can. Which ones?
That one.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, we'd normally have our weapons.
You guys
if it was a normal meeting.
Yeah, if it was a normal meeting. I will allow you guys to have one weapon.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't want you guys coming in fully armed and equipped. Single, one-handed weapon. Let me rephrase that.
Oh.
Okay.
So nothing? Excuse or can me. I bring my bow?
No, that's two-handed.
How long has it been since...
Okay, you have clock on
that. We got back from the last necromancer.
Yeah.
You guys haven't fought the Necromancer yet.
The last one.
Oh. It's been over a month. Wah.
Oh.
Wah.
Yeah. It's been a month in advance.
Right, I kept my sword now. Cool.
My goggles are ready.
Oh, sorry, we delivered it to someone, a Sephirionia.
Sorry, I want my money back.
Well, see, we're not good.
I'll sue you.
How much would you... and the priest of the thief, or prince of thief, the priest of the prince of thieves, motions the young girl, the young elven girl... You do recognize that she's even younger than you. You're guessing equivalent, like, 14.
So we're talking, like, 140 years old.
Something like that. And motions to the table. And Blood Eyes looks as though he's, like, about ready to stab this woman. When Ku's like, so, who are you? And she kind of sits down and looks a little nervous and goes, are you the Thieves' Guild?
The Thieves' Guild?
Who wants to know?
I looked at the higher ranking members in the table, so Jessica.
Who's excited?
Jessica, Ku, and Blood Eyes.
I was saying, the drow wants to kill the elf. I don't know.
What's going on? She obviously made it here, so she's either meant to be here or.
Also, the other cleric welcomed her.
The bad.
I did notice.
Not
that.
The bad guy, but the evil. Angry,
I'm not part of this.
Vool?
Yeah, he's not there.
Vool is not here. He was not welcome to this meeting.
Okay.
But she's going to be pissed about it.
Blood Eyes is actually here. Yes.
Yeah.
Blood Eyes is, yes.
Is that the guy that's actually the leader of that group?
He's the lieutenant. His leader is the guild master.
Oh, okay, right.
And he's been dying for promotion, but people keep thwarting him.
Those people.
And she says, I have some important information... But I want some protection and some money.
Roar!
How much money?
Well, 500 gold.
Really?
And how long will you want protection?
I want off of the city.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Featherfall. Push.
No, here's your 500 gold. Push. Oh, I forgot Featherfall, didn't I?
Oops. Unfortunately, there was an implied contract in your acceptance of the money.
No implied. It's all wordy.
No, you
and
give her.
She did ask for protection.
No, you give her the 500 to buy a thing of Featherfall.
She specified.
She didn't ask for what. She didn't
we can help
what
you.
Kind of projection.
I work at the Orville Platinum House.
We'll need to know the nature of the information.
And while I was working there, I've been working there for 20 years now.
So, Alex. Apparently, this little girl's been working since she was 12.
I
wonder what she's been doing there.
Using my knowledge of Sylvanian, does she look like she probably comes from a poor Sylvanian family?
She's a whore!
Or just a slave.
Could just be a
housemaid.
Yeah, she's probably a slave.
Yeah.
I put more and on my you head. Honestly don't think a cute female elven
doesn't
get used?
Well, that doesn't make her a whore, though.
She's probably supposed to be a cook. And she cooks. But sometimes...
Well, I've been... I was working there in Mr. Orville's son's house. And I was the one who was instructed to clean the basement. She says with some level of dread on her voice. Hmm. And there were lots of things that were not nice in the basement. And in one of those were a group of prison cells. And And she stutters.
I totally wish I was evil now, so we just kill her and then save the dead. That would totally fix our stuttering problem.
Ghost might stutter.
Was it haunted or something? Or
no.
Just covered in bones?
There was a person down there. He told me where this place was. And said for you, and said to come to you guys because it was important. He said he was the guild master of the Thieves' Guild.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh.
So, clerics, how do you feel about that? Anyways. And how long has he been there?
I don't know. After I got done cleaning the basement, I ran straight here.
Oh, at least, you know, like 6 hours. However long it took her to clean the basement.
Depends on how big the basement was.
When was the last time you prayed?
This is interesting.
It has to be at least somebody in the Thieves Guild, whether it's the guy or not, because could they know where.
It could be a fact. Oh, no, it is someone in the Thieves Guild, you're right.
Where the hideout is.
No, this is not a trap because there's no fish, werefish to say, it's a trap!
It's a trap!
That'd be a were squid, Stephen.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a
trap.
So,
can I handle this
any idea on how to get to the basement?
Yeah, I
handle flavor of this man.
I have a key.
And we're just going to walk in the front door, go to the basement, and go in?
Well, he said that if any thief was, quote, worth his...
Salt?
No, he didn't use salt. Worth his... hair? Something like that?
Do we have any idea?
Oh, no! I just have an idea of who it might be, but that's okay. I want to see if this is true before I say anything.
Do we have any idea what she's referring to there?
As Blood Eyes goes...
Does that mean anything to you, Blood Eyes? Sir?
Sounds like him.
Okay.
He's been balding for years.
Ah. Okay.
Well. Very interesting.
So what race is the guild master so we know what to look for when we get there?
He's human.
Okay.
I just want to look at Koo and Blood Eyes. What do you guys make of this?
Blood Eyes goes. Who's like, oh, yep, sounds like him. Let's get going.
No.
Well, I recommend you guys go. You're night guard.
I have something to say.
Totally didn't see that coming.
Well, say it to the speaker, and she'll translate for you because you only have sign.
Yeah.
I want to see what Zakuri says
about
this.
So this is like the guild master of thieves and stuff. Do you think, wouldn't he have, like, the skills to get himself out of a basement?
Not without tools. But anyways.
Click. It's only a minus 20.
If he took the skill trick?
Yep. If he didn't take the skill trick, how are you going to pick a lock with your fingers?
What, at a minus 20?
He could be super strong and bend the bar.
He's the guild master of the Rogues Guild, not the Fighters Guild. Or the Barbarian. I don't know, can barbarians have a guild? I'd like to welcome everybody to the guild meeting, and today we're going to go pillage that town.
I'm sorry?
What house is this?
Orville.
Which house is it? Knowledge local.
I'm not going to show you.
Would knowledge and nobility fit too?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a minus 20.
Yeah.
I got
a 20,
yeah.
Got me a 26.
Or take a noble check.
I got that. Plus 15.
25.
20 in your dice bag.
4, actually, you rolled a 9.
I got.
You said 16, right?
15.
Oh, I'm sorry, I heard 16.
Dice.
I might be 16.
Mm-hmm.
Might be 14. I don't know.
Need to pause through this after you're done.
Whole thing.
Okay, mid 20. Got it.
Alright, so we got a 24, 21, 26.
I have no knowledge is retaining.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah. I mean, suppose eventually I might take knowledge local since I'm going to be running a shop. By the way, did you ever figure out a price?
Mm-hmm. 375 gold pieces.
Okay, then.
Barbarians get knowledge neither.
No.
Barbarians don't get knowledges.
Mm-mm.
If they can speak, that's a miracle. Or if they can read, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but knowledge so 375, you said, would be the base price to get all my stock?
Yep.
Okay. Does anyone have a pencil I can borrow?
No.
I still need to do that for... Okay. Unless you need to.
But you three... all know is that it's Orville, the house that specializes in labor and organized labor. It basically makes its money by organizing the unions and taking a fee for it, advising and taking a fee for it, and then just general relocation of labor. Steven, with a 26, you know that relocation of labor means sometimes labor isn't willing.
Slave traders!
You mean where this girl came from?
Now I just need to start working on finding one other person to help with the shop, and then I'll be ready to open.
How did the guildmaster get caught by this house?
My wife would be more than happy to help you. She'll even sell some of her hexes there. Be extra profit into your business.
I'm sorry, your wife seems like she's doing quite well where she is.
I don't know.
That was in character.
The little girl goes...
I wasn't really asking her.
Oh, okay.
It's a platinum house. They probably spent tons.
Blood Eyes goes, I don't know. Koo goes, maybe he just wasn't lucky that day?
Nah. We put himself there.
How long, Blood Eyes, how long has he been missing? About 10 years now.
in a cell? Really?
I think he might have just put himself there.
Just put himself there just for fun.
I haven't seen a single cell that can hold him for 10 years.
This is getting fishier and fishier. That's the point you're trying to make, isn't it?
What?
What I just said.
It's getting fishier and fishier.
Yes.
Have you ever seen... I'll ask the girl. Have you ever seen... this guy before, or was this the first time in the basement?
It was my first time in the basement. It was the first time that they let me in the basement.
And they let you in the basement to do some mopping?
And cleaning. And bathing.
Did they warn you about someone who was down there?
Bathing?
Did they tell you anyone was down there?
Oh yeah, they said some of their other workers. Okay. Workers who didn't have any place to go.
Right. So, I guess we're going anyways.
Yes.
So we do walk into traps, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what the guild uses for.
That's why this is funny.
What?
Can you get us up to that?
I dipped my napkin in my pop and then cleaned the battle map with it. That's why that tasted funny.
That's really funny, Andre. Wow.
Anywho.
Well, your bone giant has some color.
Uh-huh.
On the upside, if you start keeling over, then we're close to a hospital.
They're non-toxic.
So, is there any way to get into the basement besides walking in the front door of the house and going to the basement?
I don't know.
What help are you then?
Well, we have a pilot.
Well, what help are you then? Jeez.
No, we have a pilot who can take you. As long as we can get a flying boat, which I'm sure we can or somewhere. We can take you down to the surface.
No, out of character. Hand her a scroll. Push her off the edge. Hope you know how to cast it. Oh, here's your 500 gold.
Turns out she's a 20th level caster.
Oh, thank you. Just what I needed.
Well, there's your 500 gold. We filled our deal.
Okay. Oh, we have to do this on our own.
I don't want to go back.
So we gotta float up there and sneak into their basement. We got our stuff back.
Well, yeah, if you got them. Well, can the Thieves Guild procure a flying boat to get this woman down while our pilot takes her?
Sure, we can do that.
We have a pilot.
We have
Blood Eyes is
we
like,
have a pilot.
Sure.
James. Jim Bond.
Jim. Jim.
I'm certain they'll take
Jim
care
Bond.
Of it.
Bond.
Burn one, burn one, burn one, burn one.
Alright, so we can figure out how to get into the Platinum House.
And then move this that way.
Andre, you got to have a space Platinum House anyways. Congratulations. Almost like you were planning it.
Steven, I require assistance.
To do what?
I can't reach over the table.
What are you trying to do?
Get on that chair.
Oh, you want to sit on that
chair? I'm sick of sitting on the freaking edge of that thing.
My Tyler.
Well,
this is
well,
my can.
Put him back.
Here, take these.
Andre, you should really stop fondling Tyler's cans. I don't think they're appropriate.
Actually, I don't think they're my cans. So I did not buy them.
Andre let him borrow his cans.
I paid for his cans.
It's his long tubes and ball.
Okay.
So
I evidently have two.
Yes. That AC kit. And just get your AC.
See if we can find another chair, we can get you one.
So, how are you guys gonna get over? You guys do have a paid professional.
Professional boat driver. We need to get ourselves a boat then.
Well, I was gonna procure one, but I asked Andre to figure out how much it costs my boat, and I don't think he looked into it.
Not permanently, because I know you don't have that much gold.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we can get a monthly payment plan from the group. I'm pretty sure we can afford it.
Monthly payment plan?
We're going to mortgage out a boat. And
I'm on
get,
a boat!
And get a high insurance rate on it.
Very high.
Because we know it's going to explode here soon.
Are you sure you want to get this insurance plan? It's going to like make you pay for the boat all over again within a year. Yes. Why? Because you're going to be replacing this boat twice within the next year.
No, we get the insurance plan, and then we cash out on it and buy our own boat.
So.
It was one of those kind of insurance plans, Steven.
Broken
to
him.
Oh, sure. Oh, she doesn't like this now.
Yep, I'm well aware.
Smell of what?
That.
The ball you're fondling.
It literally can make me
Amanda smell. Is a very delicate flower.
When it comes to that kind of smell. Oh, God.
Let me emphasize delicate.
Delicatessen.
I got a natural 7 on the
feel a swollen there, dude.
Alright, so, my character sheet.
Yeah, you're holding yours, honey.
I am. Wow.
So.
Not paying attention.
The only thing I can think of is just to fly over there in a boat.
Come on,
the problem
boat.
Is, they're going to have guards, they're going to look, they're going to see us, and they're going to kill us.
Damn, you're going to have to be thieves.
Or we can fly over there with magic.
Andre's been talking about this all week. He wants us to be sneaky, like thieves.
What is this family known for?
Is that my...
Slavery.
Yeah, it's yours.
Slaves and labor, which most of the time, labor is slaves, but still sometimes they deal with labor that isn't slaves, so...
We could try and infiltrate that way.
I don't think any of the labor really goes to the island.
I don't know. Gather information and find out.
You do realize you just said that they did, right?
No, the family specializes in labor, not that
there were people in the basement who didn't have any place to live.
Steven didn't make that connection, apparently.
No, I didn't. When she said that, I connected that to prisoners. Like they're telling her a code saying, these people didn't have a code. They tried to betray us.
I'll go ahead and gather information just in case they lied.
Alright, 26. What you will find is that the main Orville Island actually has three compounds on it. A northern, an eastern, and a southern.
Okay.
It then has four satellite islands for his children.
Are we going to one of the child's basements?
Yeah,
you are going to one of the satellites.
Can we get the name of the son before?
Yeah, which son is it?
Yes, Douglas.
Okay. I think she actually said that, too.
I don't know. She said Orville's son.
I did not say Douglas.
Okay. Yeah.
You can give me free gather information checks and the appropriate gold.
What is it, DC?
You mean we can't find this information in Hopper District?
No, you're not going to find this information in Hopper District. What? There are people on that island? I was drunk in debris. What?
What's the DC?
25.
That's always the DC.
Okay. I'm decide to make a...
Go ahead and roll, Ryan, and tell me if you want me to assist.
Well, I got a 20 on that one.
You will fail.
Even my assistant is going to help.
Because they're like, Hey, do you know the Douglas up on that island?
Huh?
I wasn't going to go to Copper.
No.
I'm probably going
to
go.
Huh?
Hey, you have to do this in gold.
Andre, Steven, you have to do this in gold. And you have to make a DC 25.
Come on, Andre, you have to do it in gold.
Andre just said it.
He didn't say I had to do it in gold.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
No. He did not
directly say he had to do it in gold district. He implied it.
He said I had to use gold. I didn't have to go.
Anyways, you failed your first one.
I could go to the civic district and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you fail by two, I can assist.
No, that was worse than the first one.
Okay. Okay, one success.
If you assist, I get it.
Does natural one affect this?
No.
I assist.
Okay.
You.
Succeed.
Tell him what he wants to know.
Basically, he's kind of like, do you know such and such a... You're talking the wrong guy. This guy.
There we go.
Alright, wow, this was some really low rolling.
Well, good.
He is actually out for 8 hours.
I kept rolling fours and fives, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Steven should probably be doing it.
They all felt sorry for you, because you know, the stars.
I do it all the time. I'm going to let him do it at least once. I'm training him. That's how it is. I'm training.
19 gold.
You're training him for, you know, later when you, Who knows, I might be unconscious and he might have to try to find me sometime. Like, that never happened before.
Like, what happened 2 seconds ago?
Yeah!
Alec, could you hand me a manuscript?
Or when you decide you need, his help to deal with some evil individuals.
Smite the wicked!
So,
no, Alec knows what I'm talking
what
about.
You find out about Douglas is he is known to be especially cruel. And he is the youngest child of the Orville house.
So he's the pampered one.
He's the pampered baby.
Mm.
He is married to a ravishing young girl from a different country. She was picked up from Horden.
At no free will of
Herda. She was captured from Horden.
Herda?
But say, is she the only wife?
His job primarily is like bureaucratic.
Meter?
His job is, of course, to attend. He's a paper pusher. In addition, his father assigns him to go to all the parties that the Orvals have to attend, but aren't important ones. Or flash on.
Can I have a pencil? Someone? Anyone?
Yeah, the
guy. Does anybody have any pencils?
Thank you.
No.
Because we might have to be passing it.
His house is the most lightly guarded, because he doesn't want to pay for lots of guards.
Want some money for himself?
Thank you.
They live on the island, and they basically are in the same level as his servants. They have to enter through a side entrance. They can't walk through the front door. They have to use some of the back rooms to be able to move around as they can't be seen in the presence of...
Who are you talking about?
Douglas. His guards can't be seen.
Oh.
The only guard that he has ever seen with is his wife, Helga.
Oh,
she's a guard.
Oh wait, no, she's a traditional Horden woman.
Yes.
I mean, a barbarian.
And she will rip you in half.
He has six children.
Put him back.
Two of them are Helgas.
Yeah. What about the other
four? They're not legitimate.
Is he known for having women over to
party?
Hey, you can get in.
You got a what? Three successes? Nope. He just has four children that aren't his wives.
Succeed.
Okay.
You didn't need to.
They're 1 extra hour.
He has a tendency to get to know some of his servants.
Okay. Getting to know. Well, there goes that idea then.
So he has a half elf at least one, probably.
Hey, she's infiltrated as a servant.
She's too young to reproduce.
She's not the only...
No, she's not.
Actually, it depends on what era we're talking about, because menarche can arrive for different people. I was actually talking to a girl whose grandmother's menarche hit at age 19. That's right, her first menstruation at age 19. People are different
and weird.
No, everybody's the same.
Yeah, I'm totally like Tyler, except Tom.
There are no special snowflakes.
There are no special snowflakes. If I can't be a special snowflake enhancement shaman, no one can. Stupid enhancement shaman.
Let me ask this question. Did that girl look like she had hit elven puberty yet?
Her? Not really.
Okay. It doesn't mean she hasn't been raped.
That's true.
Yeah, yes. But even if she hadn't hit puberty, she wouldn't be able to birth.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And they had other housemaids than her, probably.
Well, yeah.
Anyways, enough about raping.
Raping?
How are we going to infiltrate this?
Grape you in the mouth.
Grape you in the mouth. That's how we're going to...
We're going to walk in with grapes and throw them at people?
No, we're going to walk in as grape men, carol little children, and we're going to tie them to radiators and grape them.
His eldest is 16, followed by 14, 12, 9,
and your mother, I'm a grape
7, and 3.
And your grandmother,
and
a grape bird,
Helga?
16 and 14.
So the two oldest ones?
When Helga, after...
Before he got bored.
After Helga, you know, her body wasn't quite as shapely as it once was. After two kids.
Yeah.
He said after he got bored.
Okay, well, let's see. Teleportation's out, because that'll definitely be detected.
We just disguise as servants and kind of go,
about?
Please, sir, I want some more.
I'm letting you guys plan.
That's what I said.
Let's see. How do they get...
I'm doing interpretive dance to give you a +2 on planning.
Wait, no. how do they get supplies to the house? Are they just teleported in, or...
They're brought in on ship.
How often does the ship come?
Probably about once a week.
Conceivably, we could sneak on the ship and sneak in that way?
Conceivably.
Okay.
Conceivable! Inconceivable!
There's one way we can get in. We can stow away on the supply ship and get on.
I just fucked with Alex, so I can get away from Steven, who was in that exact same spot.
You should probably, like, sit in the middle.
Does he require any of his people to have uniforms, even though they're not seen?
What? His guards, yes, they're all uniformed and documented. He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah, well,
what
also,
about his servants?
Also, if there aren't very many of them, they probably all know each other.
How often do you have to...
Well, it depends on the turnover rate. Some
and
guards,
how expensive they are.
Yeah. Some guards kind of get this kind of feeling that they're not really worth anything, and the pay isn't worth what they're subjected to, so they quit. He's got a decent turnover rate, but then again, you have the people who are just like, so basically you're paying me blah to stand here and not be seen by that asshole. Got it. Yeah. So I'm not going to say it's a high turnover rate, but it's not exactly as though it's a low turnover rate either.
Well, what we can do is a couple of us, if we want to, can apply for guards. And that way we'll be in the building. We should literally be shown all the secret routes. Then a couple of us can sneak in with
the
crates.
That's too long of a time frame.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
Apply, wait, knock it.
A lot of people,
hired.
If you impress them, they say, oh, you're hired. I'd prefer... Why don't we just sneak in? This is sneaking in.
It's a different version of sneaking
in.
Oh!
No, that's infiltrating.
Which is sneaky.
No.
It is being sneaky.
No.
It's not physically sneaky.
No.
Okay.
Not being sneaky.
I can talk about pants right
now. It's being cunning. Go ahead. I don't care.
I'm not wearing pants, so no. I can't. That's nothing. is anyone in favor for sneaking on the supply ship?
I'm fine with that unless we can come up with a better idea.
Yeah.
A better idea.
I just threw out an idea. I wasn't saying it worked.
I threw out mine too.
What was your idea?
I couldn't hear you over the rattle.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it?
That we get hired as slaves.
Oh. Okay. Basically, she suggested servant, I suggested guard, you suggested supplies.
Yes.
Those are the three ideas.
The only problem with being a servant or slave or whatever is that, we probably won't have as much equipment, or at least it'll be harder to get it.
I don't see a problem there.
would you?
No, I wouldn't.
So listen, you probably wouldn't have a problem, she wouldn't have major problems, he wouldn't have major problems, but those of us without natural...
He wouldn't have a major problem getting hired, in
true.
Any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have any problems lacking his equipment, because he still has claw bite.
Yeah.
You, myself, and Tyler, on the other hand...
Tyler has magic.
Hey, as long as I have 2 snake knives, I'm good.
It's just you.
You can have your
Yep.
Right, well, you guys have fun doing that. I don't know, organize some inventory.
I was going to say we sneak on the ship anyway. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, we can do that.
Rope.
Snake. Okay. So, after doing some quick gather information about the ship, it's of course a fine, fine aircraft that is actually being used via gold, where they actually hire basically a keelboat to land in the dining area and anything else they need front yard and load it up that way. But it is a keelboat.
So is there anywhere we can hide, really?
You guys were on a keelboat.
Yes, there is any place we can hide. We can have a bag of holding with one person sitting there in a box.
But since it's just basically taking care of one household and a few other things, you don't need much more than a keelboat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we have two bags of holding, so that's enough for four people.
Do the keelboats have guards?
Yes.
Do we have a really large bag of holding?
It depends on weight, if I remember correctly.
In addition, you were going to be very, very friendly with the other person.
Yes.
Being in a 10-foot room with 10 people is not hard.
Just, you get to know each other.
Yes, you're just right next to each other.
Alec, could you stop breathing down my neck?
I refuse to get in the bag of holding with him.
Actually, a 10-foot by 10-foot room with 10
people.
I'd
probably be outside the bag of holding.
Yeah, what's
your... So, a bag of holding, type 1, is a 3-foot by 3-foot cube.
If I recall correctly, we had a type 2 because we...
Type 2 is a 4-foot by 4-foot by 4-foot bag.
I thought we got... How did I fit one of the bigger ones?
We got one.
One person can fit in them if they curl up. That's not a problem. It's if you try and fit two or three people in them.
Amanda, basically imagine this hallway.
It's probably a 5.
Were we in a 5 slotter?
Which has, no, like, it's like a 10 by 10 or 20 by 20, isn't it?
The type 4... is a 8x8x8.
Now, is those squares or feet?
Feet.
Oh, so we're probably in one of those.
Yes,
isn't
but that
there
was
one that's 10x10x10.
That was the.
That would be a 1,000-foot cube.
1,000 square foot.
1,000 cubic foot.
Cubic foot.
Bag of holding, which is not that big. The biggest one is a 250-foot cubic.
Amanda. We don't have that bag anyway.
What
that
size
was the
bag did we get
just
recently?
They
2? Okay.
It's great for storing stuff. There's no problem with that. It's just, you know.
I just couldn't remember because the dwarf.
You get friendly if there's multiple people.
Because the dwarf dropped it off.
Technically, you can't keep a quarterstaff in a bag of holding then.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. An 8 foot by 8 foot by 8 foot bag is too big. Oh, there we go. It's a 6.5 by a 6.5 by a 6.5.
Okay, well,
that's the biggest bag.
Two of us are going to be very friendly.
Well, it doesn't have to be a cube, Steven.
True.
It is dimensional space.
They tie people to each other.
That's why they usually just say a weight. This amount of weight can fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you want to fill it with feathers?
A lot of feathers.
A pound of brick and a pound of feathers. Don't they weigh the same?
Yeah, but one takes up all the space.
Doesn't matter. Also, yeah, if you compacted feathers to the density of a brick, they would take up the same amount of space.
Yes, they would.
What's your stealth, Jessica?
Stealth?
Yes.
13.
Which is something people.
That was a while ago.
Andre, I got a 32 and got information to try to figure out where the guards are for the boat, see if I can.
There's one up in the crow's nest and two patrol the deck.
Like, no, find out who they are. Can I become one of the guards on the boat?
They hire out. They have three people that they contract. They use their own. They use a mercenary group known as the Blood.
The mercenary group.
Okay. A group of mercs. And the third one is the Brotherhood.
So do I know which one they might be hiring from for this run?
It looks like that's basically hired somewhere in a cryptic ledger.
I go to James. We need to get...
You're not attacking me.
Yeah, I restrained myself coming in here. Anyways, see, it's not you I have a problem with. It's all of them. Anyways...
Great way to ask for help, by the way.
Oh, I know. It's my attitude, though.
It's true.
We need... What we're planning on doing, we need to do this for the good of humanity. I need to be a guard on the keelboat for...
Douglas
or Orville.
Orville.
So I understand that they use you guys to hire some of the guards sometimes.
Sure. We'll just have to make sure you pass the qualifications to be a Brotherhood initiate.
And what are those qualifications?
Stormhammer does that.
If I do that, could you get me in as that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you?
Sure.
I go to Stormhammer.
And aim for the head. They don't have hearts. Aim for the head.
Stormhammer, James said to come see you.
Dick.
The requirements are to become an initiate.
Oh, you're interested in joining?
No.
That's a turnaround.
No, I'm not. In fact, I'm probably going to try to gut myself once this mission's over. But anyways, what are the requirements?
Well, first of all, you have to pass a physical examination.
Done.
A mental examination. An ethics examination.
How long do these examinations last?
Usually they don't take more than 2 hours each.
When does the boat leave?
The boat?
No, Andre.
Oh.
When does...
it's a once-a-week thing.
When is it this week?
Because if it's not soon, we might as well just, like, sneak on.
Yeah, if it's not soon, we'll just hide Ricardo on the crates and...
Tomorrow.
Too much time.
Not really.
You could take
you
it.
You got plenty.
There's like three tests. It's 6 hours.
Yeah.
Wait, he wasn't done talking.
Although I don't think Steven's going to pass the ethics.
I can lie. Diplomacy as well.
It's bluff.
Bluff.
Don't they have some fighter rogues in there?
Yeah, I have plus 6 bluff. All right. Well, give me a minute. I'll be right back. I'm back in the group. All right.
Across town.
Hey, I can do it.
He gathers information in half an hour.
This is how he passes the physical exam.
Okay, guys. The Brotherhood is one of the people that hire out the guards to. James said he could put me on the boat if I pass the examination and become an initiate, which of the fact I'm going to hate myself for doing, but I can do it. Thus, I can also hold the bag of holdings because they really won't care too much to the guard about what my baggage is. Have you guys, when we go to the island, I'm sure I can hide you in hold one of the bag of holdings in the crate, let you guys loose while you get in there, then I can sneak off and do yada yada and who knows what, I don't care.
I think you're going to fail because
you're
gonna hard.
Why don't you have someone else, you know, take the Brotherhood test?
Who else do we trust enough to do this?
Why don't we just fly over to the thing with flying spells and bags of holding?
Because I'm pretty sure they're going to see us.
Invisibility.
Both got it.
Okay.
What if there's... We've had this argument in previous games.
What if there's an aura...
Silence this!
What if there's an aura of dispel?
Well,
then as you're flying.
I guess the ship is fucked when it tries to fly over there, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's just on temporary buffs, not...
Then I will go get a permanency. And I don't think we should plan for this much, because if I get dispelled flying, I'll just fall to the ground, and then we'll try to find our way back up here.
Yep.
Yeah, because okay. I'm not going to try and catch
I thought we go with her art, with Tyler's idea.
I like Superior's idea.
It's fast and simple.
And I don't have to disgrace myself.
It has the least amount of chance of, you know, epic failure. Although, we're going to need more bags of holding space, aren't we?
We have two.
Invisibility her, she can fly.
I can.
Okay.
And we only have four people you'd have to fit in a bag of holding, which we
so
can
So if I drop the bag of holding, that's the only problem.
We go tonight!
It doesn't leave until tomorrow.
A bag of holding.
We don't need the... If we're just flying over there, we don't need the boat.
I'm saying we go tonight because... It's dark.
Does When the boat leaves, does it take the empty crates with it?
Mm-hmm. We might be able to go out that way.
Yeah, it could make escape plan.
Well, I suppose if we hung out or snuck in when they were unloading stuff, there would be more chaos at that time, I suppose.
And a text message.
Yeah, it was my phone.
By the way, if we're doing the flying idea, I insist I ride in a bag with her.
I insist, too, because you guys are both ladies.
I don't care. It's not the first time we've been holding inside the
people. I think you two should be together, and you two should be together.
No.
I have plus 4 damage. Every thrust is plus 4 damage.
Basically, here's what it is. If I don't drop a bag of holding,
building with her, I refuse to go. I will not be in a confined space with Dick or the zombie.
He's not a zombie. He's very friendly, and he's a good alignment.
And he's rotting.
Didn't smell.
Remember.
Ooh, you might put another rose in your
remember,
pocket.
She's I'm not an rolling. Elf.
I'm a ghoul.
I sort of make her sit in the bag with a ghoul. Good luck with that. What's your reflex save?
I still think it would be awesome. I still think, you know, you should go with Dick. It would be amusing.
I want to see who comes out.
Alright, let's open the bag. You just see a bunch of body parts. Well, we're two party members now.
And we learn later it was actually just some mage who teleported in there and nuked you both to death.
Pop, Jane, and Combined Space, Blade Storm.
No. Whirlwind of Teeth. It's a bunch of force piranhas anyway, just devouring.
So, when they unload, you two fly over, each one holding a bag of holding with invisibility on. We get over there in the chaos, you open the bags, we sneak into the dungeon, release the guild master. Pillage some loot and go home.
Sounds good.
Probably in that order because I'm sure the guildmaster would like to pillage some loot too.
How big are the boxes? Yeah, we're not fitting those boxes, so we're
gonna.
We're gonna have to fly back.
let's go back the way we came.
Then I guess we go at night, since I don't think we're gonna fit in the crate.
All right, we go at night.
Not unless we put the crates together.
If we want to, we can stay in the dungeon for 8 hours. So you
okay.
Can
fly. Well, I don't have flies.
You guys will identify.
I have to go buy some.
I can carry.
All right. Well, go ahead and go spend your money.
I'm broke.
I guess
so,
I'll have her carry me and get one.
You weigh like how
backup.
Many pounds? 80.
Plus like equipment and two bags of holding.
What is your light load?
I think we remember.
What is your light load in large size?
In large size.
What is your strength?
20.
20.
In large size, it is 20?
Mm-hmm. Which means it's 133 doubled, I think, is 266. It's on page 161 if you want.
Yes,
page
266 pounds. How much did the bag of both the bag of holdings cost? Weigh.
One's like a bag of holding two, I believe.
No, they're heavy. I think they're like 20. The minimum is 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's okay, I was just throwing out.
We'll get that
anyway.
Later.
I think the lightest one's 25, and the next one's 30.
Alright, you guys have two bags of holding two, correct?
Yep,
yes.
I'm fairly sure that's what works because we looted the other one.
Those are 50 pounds together.
Together?
They're 25 pounds each.
So 50 pounds from that, and how much do you weigh with all your equipment? 120?
It'll be within my medium load.
She will get up to 266.
No, you can't fly in medium load. You have to be in your light load.
I have elven chainmail on.
Can we put your gear in the bags of holding with them?
No.
No.
It's already crammed. Plus, then how much does your gear all weigh?
Okay. It's only a 4x4x4 space. It's
like so Jessica and I are going to be friendly.
Hey, it could be a...
Hey, Ricardo, could you scratch my back?
4x2 by 8? Yeah.
Being able to
slide. God. It was a cube, it's got to be like... How's it going? Stretch out a bit. Okay,
Amanda,
it's not going to go up to 266.
What okay. armor do you have?
Can someone give me a pencil?
I'm using it.
Can we just assume she can fly?
It's really not going to get up to 266.
She should be able to fly. If
the storm hammer was in my heavy load.
He was
in my medium load.
If you guys really don't want, I can cast bull strength on him.
Yes, that'll last what? 6 rounds?
It's 10 minutes per level.
Oh, 10 minutes?
Bull strength?
I thought it was a minute.
It's a minute per level.
10 minutes.
They changed it to 10?
Okay,
cool. Fine with me.
I'm pretty sure I don't even need that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Actually, you'll need
it. No, wait,
yeah.
I mean, I believe it.
Okay.
Alright. Much give us some.
Sorry, all I got is a pen.
There's pencils over there.
My bow at home. I can leave my
you may just have to sharpen them.
Okay.
No, you can take all your stuff. You're just beginning
Amanda,
really close.
As long as you promise to give it back, then back. I remove my bracers and hand them to you.
Yay.
If it's really an issue.
She actually would be getting awfully close.
It's red.
Okay, I demand those back the moment we land, though.
I'm writing
they're
red.
They're plus 2 strength.
Okay. So I'll have a 22.
Yes.
Which
plus
will
six.
Be plenty. Because with 20... You're gonna be like this close, and if Andre wants, we actually could add it all up.
Assuming you have the window shut because of allergies.
No.
But I have to say.
It's hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Really sensitive man. I am. There's a reason I keep the heat and the AC on almost year round.
Until I force you to turn them off.
I turned it off last time.
Oh, next to you.
I know.
Big pimpin', fan the G's. You gotta
open yeah, let me get this away from the back.
Yes, thank you.
How long does that last?
I forgot I had those until just now. Actually.
I don't want the cat to come up here.
She probably won't until after we're
all right, so since you guys don't have any potions or anything like that that you really need to worry about... Oh, wait, who's invisibility?
Me.
Isn't invisibility a personal spell?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was...
But you casted a dog.
Yeah, that was a flaw.
Oh, okay. My it's all right. The OTO was... saw me.
Yeah, it is on you anyway.
I'll miss it. Book. A book. I know we've got like four of them.
You're looking for invisibility?
No.
Is it?
No. Okay.
The target is you or a creature or object weighing no more than 100 pounds per level.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay.
Oh, per level.
Yeah, per okay. level. So she can do.
Are you thinking of invisibility, the Swift version?
There's something. I was wondering if it was personal.
You mean Swift invisibility? You're invisible for one round.
Hey, all right.
Then
well,
invisibility
since you guys,
urge is personal.
Since you guys don't have to worry about potions running out. The islands are indeed moving, because remember, they do rotate around the city.
Yes.
So you don't actually have to worry about potions running out as you play catch up with the island.
Okay.
Because the islands are fairly swift, moving at 2 miles an hour.
60 feet.
Yeah, you move 6 miles an hour.
Okay.
So you'll catch up with the island.
You'll catch up with the island. But the big thing is as you are getting closer, of course, you're only actually going about 40 feet towards it.
Okay.
Which might matter if you had something like potions. Go ahead and roll 3d6.
Is it determined which island we land on?
No. Just roll 3d6.
To see if we get...
I'm gonna need...
This might be one of the times where Andre's just having her roll. Just roll it three times.
Okay, if we end up in combat my land, I have to remember I only have a 16.
Stop!
Dump it!
Stop!
You need to chop up!
Jesus.
Okay. You remember to breathe the other. You remember to open and breathe the bags.
I didn't care.
All right.
That's more air for me.
Ryan, are you high or are you low?
Are you high or are you low?
You're high, Steve. That means you are also high.
Oh, I was like, but that means I'm
low. Dude, we're so high.
All right. So, Alec and Jessica.
Uh huh.
As you are sitting there, in a cramped bag of holding.
Back to back or something.
Back to back.
No, cuddling into his arms.
Remember.
Popping into the bag is this weird abomination of a creature. It's got two arms.
You know, actually, I'm glad it came into here because we've got the person with light weapons.
One leg, and it's kind of got a mouth and face right about here. It's kind of like...
Dagger, dude.
Wait.
Chaos Abomination?
Does this happen a lot?
I know. I think I know what it is.
No.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, occasionally.
What knowledge would it be to identify it?
Planes. Planes.
Ew. My plus three.
Meanwhile, it's Ricardo. It popped in Ricardo and I.
17.
Drop my dagger.
You recognize it as an ethereal filter.
So I don't have
to. Oh, God.
What?
It's
ethereal filter.
It's a...
yes, Evie, just like that.
Hopping thief, basically.
They're crazy.
This is... Okay,
Show her
go ahead and quickly roll initiative.
I draw my dagger. Jessica, make sure you draw your fists.
Show her into the picture.
Otherwise...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is, okay. It's Oblivion.
Alec?
14.
That's fine.
Jessica.
28.
Which one is hacking Oblivion?
It goes on, what, 20-something? Like, I saw you rolled up.
6.
Kay. Or, you know, just having add-ons
that on
break
six?
The game.
26.
Oh, 26.
No, it's got a negative 14 and initiative.
Sweet!
Children! Stop!
She started it!
Uh-uh!
Can we just punch the thing in the face?
Okay.
That's what I'm waiting for Jessica to do. Although I'm waiting for any one, see if I can pull out a card that does damage to something.
What, are you afraid that the filter is just gonna die?
Probably.
Well, there's two ones. There's two more ones.
Hey, and these the critical failures where you hit your ally would make a lot of sense. Sorry.
16.
Will hit.
So is it like up close and personal with you guys too? Like,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It popped in here like a new
gold. Okay, so four hits.
The bag popped open a little bit. Oh, must be getting cramped in there.
Okay. Fuck.
Great, we're having a serial filter corpse stuck in here with us.
So,
Ricardo, how's your wife doing?
What
the?
Oh!
That's
my leg. That's nasty.
30.
Lean back, lean back.
30?
Lean back,
it dies.
Oh!
Fun!
Okay. Oh. Wait for him to open the door. Wait for him to open the bag again.
Okay. Alright, Amanda. Since you are the one who is flying, you get to figure out where you're landing. There's a central household with a small garden and a maze. One of those hedges. A pond. A wall around that. A couple guards that are kind of lazily walking around. And then there's a small little outpost on the southeastern side of the island.
Like a guard outpost?
And I'm invisible?
Yes, you are invisible. You did the hand motion. You are invisible.
I'm invisible.
Invisible!
So I'm going to cautiously, even though I'm invisible, I'm going to...
You are still flying.
I'm still flying.
You are still flying.
I'm going to... Is that bad? Do they hear it?
Well, you've got two bags like this.
And a woman.
And a woman duct taped to you.
She's holding the woman. The woman's holding the bags.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, you're actually in your, what, medium heavy load now?
She hasn't tied her pants.
12 strength. Yes, you are indeed in your medium load. This is the most work you've done in a long time.
Tyler, you just have them tied to your pants, you're holding up your pants like a gangster.
No, 50 pounds tied directly to your pants, there's no holding it. Your pants go thud.
Well, still cautiously, even though I think I'm invisible.
You think you're invisible?
I'm
gonna avoid
the guards, but I'm gonna go over the wall into the garden.
Okay,
land in the,
land in the garden.
Or just the garden.
Garden. I don't want to get lost in the hedge maze.
It's a freaking...
I don't want to have to jump over things
and see
people.
It could be like a permissive maze spell.
That would suck.
Okay, you land in the garden. It's, of course, a lush and wonderful garden that is obviously magically maintained because it's winter and there's a garden here.
Where's the dog?
There are flowers blooming. Wonderful flowery fragrances that almost fog your nose. A fountain of course, wonderful women pouring water down.
See,
fireflies going around.
See previous statement.
Anyways. Anything else wrong?
No, not really.
Okay, so you
set
you down.
Wait, if I set her down, I go on invisible.
There's two invisibilities at the
moment. Okay.
You have to do something that's aggressive. Unless you're throwing her down.
Attack the statue with her!
You hit me. Winch.
Okay, so we're still invisible.
Yes, you are still invisible for now.
For now.
You probably used up about 8 minutes of your invisibility just getting here.
Okay.
What level caster are you, Tyler?
11.
You okay there?
Three
the door
ones.
Moves.
Yeah. Reason is you know, the island is moving. It's important.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not contesting it.
We totally know about, you know, trajectories.
Did you lose
and...
your shoe?
Trajectories and, you know, we need to...
By the way, Amanda,
to hit Mars.
You're completely incapable of communicating with Tyler right now.
Yep.
Oh.
So, I start sneaking off.
I'll just have an arm on you.
Okay.
I'll hold on to your ponytail.
I don't have a ponytail. Go ahead and give me stealth checks, guys.
Plus 20, is it, for invisibility?
No, there's plus nothing. I take a penalty.
Ah.
So it's hide...
It's stealth.
It's stealth.
It's a completely different skill, but if you have no points in hide or move silently, it's your death. Minus your armor check.
It's hide and move silently put together.
20.
Hide is there. You don't have any in either, so it's just your
death.
Yeah. Minus three,
okay.
What's your dex?
Minus one.
Like, no. 40
if they don't.
Okay. 40 if they're standing still.
Okay.
And it's like something absurd if they...
Four.
Oh,
four.
I got a four!
We are totally breaking up.
She was assaulting me. Punish her. Punish her.
She's gonna all right. Kick
this is gonna
the
be
face. All right,
Steven. Or Tyler. You're sitting there sneaking along through the gardens. You're of course avoiding all of the flowers and whatnot. You're like, all right. This is easier. You don't see how Dick and you know Ricardo ever get noticed. And then as you are walking along.
Good job.
Basically,
you walk over. You get too close, and Tyler didn't stop, but apparently you did stop for some reason. And a flower attempts to eat you.
A flower?
The flower didn't notice me, but it...
What is your touch armor class?
13.
It hits. Give me a grapple check.
Wait, 50% mischance?
It doesn't use sight.
Oh.
It's a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Blind sense.
Blind sight.
Oh, blind sight.
Blind sense would still have the 50% mischance.
Huh?
25.
You just know the way. 25. Okay. Oh.
You don't like very much.
Yeah, you see a plant kind of go, and you can see some emotion kind of struggling around. You two roll initiative.
I rolled a 3.
Let's see if their battle goes to
I could have been
eyes.
Better.
Does this corpse smell, does this thing smell bad to you two?
Let's see here.
It's not as bad as Ricardo.
All right, here we go.
True.
As the bag shifts a little.
You didn't want to be in the bag with the ghoul.
You know what's really sad
it's
about
at
this?
You too.
I get covered in blood and gore all the time.
How? When does something like this happen?
16. 16?
21.
21? Okay.
Oh, sorry.
It actually goes first. I rolled a 17.
It probably hasn't proved initiative.
Sorry, Ryan. Hey,
Ward has a deck.
I would
think it would have a crappy deck. It's a plant creature, but you never know.
It automatically constricts.
Automatically.
Oh.
It's an automatic.
You hit an exponential space where nobody's at. Ricardo still doesn't listen.
He's been doing a grappling.
Okay.
Nope.
That is 23 points of damage.
Ow!
As it begins trying to. Basically, it's crushing you at this point.
It's got a plus 15?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Ow! Gurgle. Gurgle.
Sneak more.
Alright. You're next, Amanda.
What can I attempt to do?
Well, you've got your breath weapon, you've got your claws, you can just do damage straight.
You have to claw your way out of it because it ate you.
Or you can attempt to break grapple by basically crawling back at it.
I'd claw my way out if you failed to break it with one.
I really wouldn't recommend trying to move 15 feet with it, because that'd just look awkward. The plant begins shuffling around.
That's why I got 25.
You have a plus 22 to grapple?
This is a Venus man trap.
You have a 22. You have a 22. You have a 22 strength right now.
So you got a plus 19. You rolled a 22. What is your base attack bonus? 22.
Oh well. I just add. Okay, I'm gonna.
It's your strength and your base attack.
Plus this four.
Okay, I added 2, so I add 2 to that. It's now 18.
Okay, so you rolled a 21. All right. Well, what are you gonna do?
I feel I can roll better and with my grapple.
All right, you feel that you can roll better.
Not much, though.
36.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Reason is the plant is huge.
Oh.
I kid you, not huge. You can only see the head part of it, though.
Which means it has a plus 8 to its grapple, and you have a plus 4.
Anywho, just Tyler.
Set it on fire, Tyler.
Hi!
I'm sorry, you don't have the ears
or
the hat.
You channeled Great Link.
Link.
Oh, great mower of lawns.
No, she's channeling Link.
Does an 11 hit it?
11 will hit it, but not get through its natural armor.
Link, he come to town.
20?
20 will hit it.
Save the Princess Zelda.
I need lots of D6. And D8.
Why?
Just give me 4.
I think he's Sonic booming the level. Okay, I was gonna say, because Sonic Boom is kind of loud.
I think you're
it's
Scorching
fire.
Ray.
Okay, fireworks.
Sonic Boom!
One more.
Your Guile. It was that chunk. It was hot.
10.
Her calves were enormous in Street Fighter.
20!
Yeah, I do love Chun-Li. She was my favorite character. And Ken. I thought Ken was cool.
32!
Oh, by the way, in Street Fighter tradition, after Street Fighter 4, sometime it's either this month or next month.
Fire.
They're coming out with Super Street Fighter
and
4. Same game with more characters.
Okay.
Think. Ken. Physical.
Next they'll come out with like Super Street Fighter 4 Ultra or something.
Yes.
Super Top Street
around.
Fighter 4.
I'm curious.
Capcom.
Did you ever see the Street Fighter movie?
It was actually pretty
27.
Yeah, it was actually alright.
I kind of wanted to see the.
You look very injured.
It doesn't look like it's susceptible to fire, like vulnerable to fire, but it does look like it's hurt.
Fuck!
It's okay. You're the one with the bags of holding.
No. He was holding
he,
them.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then you find that rat grabbed our bags and ran off with them.
I was more hoping it would be like, you know, cut it open, but since that's not going to work. Sigh.
You know?
Yeah, you
claw claw there. Bite is one round.
You get one.
So I get claw
bite? It's
really
dark
in
here.
Bite. Because you want to grapple.
Oh,
it's a standard action to
it's really dark
the whole round to do one attack.
Which one does more damage? It's okay, it's not as much to see.
Oh, your bite.
That's right, there is no bite inside of a bag of holding. Well, Ricardo and I are fine.
I'm just blind right now because I'm like, there's nothing really to see.
I guess you didn't see the instructions. You're like,
so
what is that?
All Thomas saw was a. Ew, what's on me?
She just
turned on that and felt it. Mostly felt.
This thing's slimy.
11.
What is this? I reached through the bag of holding.
It's 9.
Socially awkward.
You have a 9 or 20.
You keep accidentally putting your foot in.
Alright, you begin gnawing on the inside.
Hold on. What's your bonus to strength with the Alex
six.
Bonus?
Plus
six.
It has the control.
Plus
six. So yes, so that's 9.
It is 9.
That's with Alex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Then that's it.
All right. So you tastes like lettuce. Sugar.
Mm. It's some ranch dressing.
All right. So,
kill.
You open the bags and out shoots an ethereal filter corp.
Whatever. Kill that.
The rest of you guys can roll initiative at this point.
We should roll both bags?
Yes, I took my full-round action to summon the party.
I choose you a party! All you guys don't really see anything except this man thrashing around.
You take a free action to hit her first.
Okay,
and
okay, in response to...
my fault?
You summoned me!
In response to what Tyler says, I pop out, Tana! Tana! Tana!
Jessica pops out and goes,
Tana uses withdrawal!
I'm gonna go like Charizard.
Tana's defense, Charizard.
I obviously traded for you and you're too high level for me.
Exactly.
Dick uses confusion.
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights were never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating ardent opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shay Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Phone Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gay LaFleur will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, Nelly, patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone, and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shay will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share!
Aaron, why don't you just say Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on ustream.tv.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.